Jeff Plankman, joined here today by Eric McCulley, is the head football coach, of course, with the ESAC Raiders. They get ready to make the long road trip up to West Lyon on Friday night for the opening round of the playoffs, coming off that game against Emmitsburg as they wrapped up the regular season last week. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
You too, Jeff. You know, it's just good to be able to talk, you know, get the season extended one more week, so still talking high school football.
Yeah, and you guys made the postseason again. How's that feel to be back into the playoffs, and what's kind of the excitement level for the guys?
You know, I think they're excited. That was one of our goals at the beginning of the year, to qualify, you know, and extend your season, and I think that's what everybody's hope is, you know, and we were able to get things to kind of fall in place. As the season kind of went along, that we were able to just be in the spot we are right now.
What have you seen from this group this season, and where have you guys maybe made those, you know, improvements as the years went on?
I really think about middle of season, I thought the kids really stepped up and the team unity really started coming back together. We were just kind of lost there at the beginning, I think, a little bit. But they've really done a good job here the last couple of weeks of, you know, supporting each other and being there and understanding, putting the team first part of it. So that's been real enjoyable to see the kids to be able to grow in that way. And those are the type of things that will help them long after football's over.
What's it mean for the program to continually kind of get into the playoffs?
I think it just kind of sets an expectation. And, you know, we haven't necessarily had the best record over the last couple of years, but we've been able to do enough with the guys that we have to extend the season to that week 9 since they've gone to this format. So I think it's been important for the kids to have that and have that opportunity to be able to put the pads on and play one more week.
Did you guys get together on Saturday for the announcement of the playoff pairings, or did you just kind of everybody kind of find them on their own?
Well, we actually did get together the last couple weekends. They've decided we get together about 7 in the morning on Saturday, and we do a lift and get the soreness, try and work out, and then we watch a little bit of our film. This just kind of gives us a little bit more practice time during the week, and then we take off and have a little breakfast somewhere. And we did not stay together till then, but, you know, we had a pretty good idea, probably the direction we were going to go, and once that announcement was out, then I sent the message out to the team. So,
not surprised then the way it sounds that West Lyon is where you're headed?
I think just the geographic area and how things kind of lay out, we kind of had an assumption that was probably the direction we were going to go with that. You know, we finished the fourth place. And going into last week, there were still some things up in the air as far as how seedings could fall, but we kind of knew if we ended up in that fourth spot and they continued in the first spot, that's probably the direction is going to be, we kind of thought, either West Lyon or Grundy Center or Trainer, you know. And when you look at some of the other four seeds around in Class 1A, us being kind of that next closest area, so we just kind of figured that was the direction we were going to go.
Coach, I don't recall in my years here, is this the first ever meeting between you guys?
It's the first that I can remember, and it might be the first ever, I think, that we've matched up with West Lyon for football. It's just we've been far enough apart and haven't been together even in district type play, and they bounced from 2A to 1A a little bit the last couple of years, and since we've been at 1A for a few years, yeah, we've never came across playing each other.
What do they look like on film? What are they, that typical Northwest Iowa team, big, kind of physical, but have athletes everywhere?
Oh, you know, that's when you watch them on film, and you can just tell they're a good group of kids. I think there's definitely a lot of athletes, and they're physical, but not totally in the physical, I think, that we've had the last couple weeks, but they're going to dominate you. I mean, they do things right. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They just stay consistent. Their defense is really good, too. I don't think they've given up a defensive touchdown at all on the varsity level all season long. And then even when you get into their JV and watch them play in a lot of the second halves, they're only going to maybe give up one a game. So they're definitely, you can tell why they're the number one team in the state. They have all the parts and the pieces. And like you mentioned, they're tall and good size, and they got some speed. So
They look like they want to run the football. They'll throw it some, but running the football is kind of what they lean on. What do they do in the run game?
They'll see, you could see anywhere from a spread four wide to kind of a spread with a tight end tight and a tray set with two receivers split one way and then a split guy the other way. And then they just kind of run inside, or they'll do some jet motion type, jet sweep type plays. And then you'll see them line up in the power eye. And they do that very well, too. And I think that's what they've kind of hung their hat on for a lot of years was that power eye. But now they've kind of transitioned to some more of that widespread, use the field, and use their athletes a little bit.
Coach, how do you guys try to defend it?
We got to attack. I mean, that's one thing we talked with the kids is, you know, we can't go in thinking this game's over before it even starts. I mean, we have to still be aggressive and take our reads, try and make plays, make tackles, and, you know, make them earn it, make them march down the field if they're going to score, or, you know, you've also put them in a position they can turn the ball over. I mean, you can see it on film. There's been a couple fumbles here and there. In games that you can see, and the quarterback's thrown a couple interceptions, but you know, so they're not exactly perfect in all means, but they're going to be a good football team, and we definitely have to bring our best.
Coach, you mentioned their starting defense hasn't really given up a touchdown all season long offensively. I know you guys suffered some injuries last week. How do you get everybody ready, and then what do you look to do against them?
We just really, you know, went back to some of our basic stuff because we could be looking at having a freshman quarterback now starting Friday night. So it's going to be a lot for him to take in. And the guys around him are going to be supportive. And we just tried to get as many reps as we could in this week on different scenarios and different situations. And, you know, and I know we say freshman, but once we get through this part of the season, you know, you're no longer a freshman. So. You've had experience and you've had some JV games and now you're stepping up and you just go out and we do the best we can do.
Coach, as far as the long trip, how do you guys handle that so that the guys can be as fresh as possible after, you know, a long bus ride?
You know, that's a recipe I think we're still looking for this season, Jeff. We definitely have not played well on the road in a game that we've had to travel to this year. You know, so that's definitely something we're, as a coaching staff, we've been talking about and, you know, how do we kind of switch things up a little bit and kind of make it as much as a home game as we can because we definitely seem to be a different team when we're playing in Wall Lake versus playing anywhere else in the state. So we do need to find that this week and hopefully we can have a different result.
Well, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you. Have a nice bus ride up there. I know the guys will be looking forward to chatting with you after the game on the ride home. So appreciate all the time today and best of luck.
You bet. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. They travel to West Lyon to open up the postseason coming up on Friday night.